Brad Rippey, meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, gives a weather update and insights into El Nino conditions.
So it really has been an interesting mid to now getting into late summer. We just finished our hottest U.S. July on record, according to the National Centers for Environmental Information. But certainly within the last 3 weeks or so, we have seen some incredible heat and dry weather for the most part across the central and southern Great Plains. That includes key cotton production areas in Texas and elsewhere on the southern Great Plains. Short term, one thing we're kind of watching is the interaction between the North American monsoon circulation and how that interacts with cold fronts that are going to be crossing the plains in the Midwest. Within a few weeks, we're going to start seeing enough interaction between the southwestern monsoon showers and the cold fronts that we may start to chip away at some of that dryness that's been affecting the Great Plains. We are going to see the impacts of El Nino starting to kick into the weather picture. El Nino is already in place. We've got very warm water in the equatorial Pacific off the South American coast, extending all the way west to around the dateline. But it takes time for those weather patterns to start to feel the influence of that warm water. So I suspect that as we move into the autumn, we should actually start seeing some improving conditions. Looking much further ahead, it does look more favorable for 2027 in the sense that we should have a much wetter autumn, winter, and spring. So I think if you can make it through the season in some form, it looks brighter for 2027.